Hey, this is BJ Gador. On behalf of Pat Rigsby, Nick Berry, and Jim Labate with the Bootcamp Blueprint, we have your May bonus module for May 2010, featuring the new Bootcamp location launch sequence, how to successfully launch a new Bootcamp location in 21 days. Really exciting stuff. Put a lot of work into this for all of you, and I think you'll find some huge benefits from this. Everything that we're going to talk about today will come with a provided done-for-you template to make this very easy to get started and kind of get rolling with right away. And by the end of this presentation, you'll know exactly how to launch a new location in 3 weeks and get it going right away. So this is something we kind of have encountered with a lot of our members a lot. So we wanted to put it together, and now you have the blueprint in place to do just that. Why 21 days? This actually came about. We planned on doing a different bonus module for our Blueprint members this month, and then it just so happened that I got an opportunity myself with my own boot camps that we just couldn't pass up to launch a new boot camp location in 21 days. So I figured, you know what, let's put the templates in place. I'm going to be doing it anyway. Let's help out the boot camp Blueprint member base so they can do just that, you know, because you never know when an opportunity will present itself. You know, for us personally, it was almost a 6,000 square foot facility that actually runs baseball performance training out of. It's got a really cool turf, a lot of cool baseball equipment, but a lot of large open space, and they have a large overhead, and they were looking for classes like ours that they could offer to their members to help mitigate their overhead in terms of, you know, us paying rent or sharing profit with them, and that's basically what we're setting up with them and getting that going. So, you know, again, I think the most important thing that I came away with meeting this gentleman the first time we met was that he was meeting with people prior about doing classes in the space, and you know, they said, oh, we'll get it started right away, and then nothing happened. So he was very frustrated with the lack of follow-through, the lack of speed of implementation with other people he's spoken with. And what I wanted to do was be the exact opposite of that. So literally, you know, we met, it was a good fit, and we had the opportunity to start it in 21 days or wait for, you know, wait kind of for another phase of camp before we started. And you know what? I didn't want to wait. I didn't want to be just like the other people that he met with. I wanted to get started right away. And that's kind of been, I think, what has impressed him the most is that we really, you know, he was looking for someone to, you know, grab the bull by the horns. And anybody you deal with in business is going to be looking for that because too many people will let you down in business. So be the exact opposite of what the people that you're about to deal with have dealt with in the past. So you're refreshing. You're exactly what they've been looking for. And that's why this came about for us personally. So, you know, with that, I'm also launching a new facility at the same time. I'm very busy with a lot of other stuff going on, and it's all good stuff. And in reality, you know, the timing will never be perfect. It will never be perfect. I'm going to keep getting busier. I'm going to keep having more projects in place, and the same thing's going to happen for you and your business as you grow. So just accept it and just do it now. Find a way to get it going right away, right now, so you can reap the benefits. You can't pass up opportunities when they come along. And you have to look at it as an opportunity, not a burden, not more work. It's an opportunity to get, you know, additional revenue to your monthly bottom line. You can't pass that up. In addition, knowing myself, knowing a lot of people that I've worked with, both, you know, within the fitness aspect itself, but also fitness business, everybody works very, very well. They can do amazing things with tight, specific deadlines that keep them accountable to their goals. And that's the reality. If I don't have a deadline in place, and I think you can probably relate to this, I'm going to procrastinate. I'm just going to kind of keep pushing things aside, or I'll get like 70 to 80% of it done, and I'll leave the last 20 to 30%, you know, on the back burner until I really need to actually get it done. And then before you know it, you've got like 100 things that are, you know, halfway done or, you know, almost finished but not finished, and you can't really benefit off of the work you put into it. So set up the tight deadline, make it work, put it into action right away, and you'll see exactly what happens. Couple things before we start. Obviously, the two biggest questions you'll hear from anybody who's new to boot camp business or wants to start their own boot camp, you know, they want to know where to find a location, and they want to know how to make a deal with a location owner. Now, in general, you know, in the boot camp blueprint, we recommend you start by leveraging somebody else's space and finding a win-win arrangement that can allow you to use the space, make a profit, but not get yourself caught in a trap of, you know, a lease or a rent that you can't fulfill. And the best example I can give of this is, unfortunately for this gentleman, he actually runs, it's called Krav Maga. It's Israeli It's an Israeli self-defense system, martial art based, and he basically started, you know, he wanted to run some classes in Bayview, which is just outside of Milwaukee, downtown Milwaukee, and he initially started just using our space. So, you know, during hours we weren't doing our boot camps, he wanted to run space. He had like three clients that he was doing the Krav Maga with, but I think he got a little bit too ambitious, and you know, with only a three-person client base, he decided he wanted to now, you know, start renting his own space. And the rent was like $1,500 a month. Fast forward from that moment, which is I think about like 6 to 8 months ago, to now, he's actually, you know, he's in big trouble. I think he's on the verge of filing for bankruptcy because he can't pay the rent. You know, he had to actually, we're actually moving into the location he rented because it's a better space for our camps. And, you know, he just can't pay it anymore. So he's dealing with a lot of legal stuff, financial stuff that, you know, with the owner of the whole building that, you know, that I rent from. So again, it's one of those things. Why put yourself in a position where you have to pay X amount of money every single month until you really have a proven client base? And we never started paying. I mean, I have a space that we pay $1,200 a month for. It's about 2,500 square feet. And, you know, it's not that much compared to the size, you know, the size of the space, but it's also not in a ideal location in terms of storefront marketing, etc. But I would never have rented that place until I knew I was making at least, you know, at that amount, $1,200 a month. I'd want to be able to make at least $3,000 to $4,000 from my camps before I'd ever commit to paying, you know, $1,200 a month. And especially knowing too that there were memberships, so that I had that stability in place. This guy was doing the typical pay-as-you-go class situation, had no idea about his numbers, and jumped the gun. So again, I'm not saying you don't rent a space. I'm saying prove your program. Get memberships in place, know how much you can make each month, and get to a certain amount. And that amount, I truly believe you should be able to make at least double your overhead before you ever really look at committing to something long term, like getting yourself into a 1 year lease. And now this poor guy, without any clients, has to pay $1,500 a month for a year. So that's just something I wanted to touch on. Very important to understand. The easiest way to get started will be leveraging somebody else, and we'll touch on, you know, where to find these types of places as well, and also how to structure these types of agreements. And that's more how to make the deal with a location owner. So let's make sure we understand that. Please do not make that mistake, because that can really destroy you. I mean, nothing's more devastating than being in a financial hole. And it's something very few people can crawl out of successfully, and you get yourself kind of in a position of everything around you becomes negative, and it's just not a good thing that happens. And just seeing what this guy is going through, and I really feel for him, but you know, there's not really anything we can do for him or he can do for himself at this point, because he made his bed, now he has to sleep in it. Where to find locations? All right, the easiest way to get it started, we just touched on. You want to basically approach local business owners with the idea of running camps out of their space during non-peak hours to help mitigate their overhead. It's a win-win situation. The best places to look are going to be religious organizations like churches, mosques, temples, synagogues, community or rec centers, schools, ballet, dance studios, martial arts studios, gymnastic studios, warehouse space. I mean, the reality is there are hidden gems all over wherever you're at. They really are. You just have to look for them. You got to get in the car, get on foot, and just look at areas that are generally outside of what is considered prime real estate. You know, like I said, our space is almost impossible to find. But once you find it once, you can remember how to get there. And we benefit from the lower overhead because, you know, the size of the space and what we pay for is a phenomenal deal because of where it's located. So again, you know, it's one of those things. You got to take advantage of that, and you got to look. You just have to look. They're not going to just pop up. And the ones that are pop up that you can see right away, they tend to be pricey, and they tend to be kind of more than what most of us should be willing to pay for to run our camps out of until we really, really have an established booming business. Parks are another option if you're doing outdoor type camps. And then again, always looking for other non-competitive independent health professional businesses like personal training, physical therapy, or chiropractor studios. We actually run one of our camps in downtown Milwaukee out of a personal training and physical therapy studio. And they have a group exercise room that they're not using, but they have overhead that they'd like to help mitigate. And we just run classes out of there. And the way we have it set up is they get 20% of our monthly profits at that location at the end of each month. I share with them a screenshot of all the payments that have gone through from that location, and they get 20%. So, you know, again, you would think, oh, this is going to be, it's not going to work. Well, these people don't have the time to start a boot camp or the know-how to run a boot camp business. So we do. We come in. They get 20% of our monthly profits at that location, have an incentive to refer people into the boot camp because of that percentage, and it works very well for us. You can do the same thing with a health club, you know, where you come in and you use their space and you do all the work. So again, there are lots of options, and I think all of us, though, you know, it's always great to get things started right away and to leverage somebody else's space. I know all of us want at some point our own space. That, you know, that's a special thing to work for and build up to, but you know, you don't have to start there. How to make a deal. All right, we already kind of touched on this a little bit, but again, it's approaching them in a way to run classes during their non-peak hours to help decrease their monthly rent, to help mitigate their overhead. That's really how this works. In addition, you want to also stress that if it's a type of business that you can send your clients to, refer your clients to, mention that as well. Because most boot camp owners have a large client base because they're group exercise-based programs, and they can hopefully send, by sending your people their way, that even kind of sweetens a deal for them. But again, for most cases, people have overhead and it sucks and they want to make it as low as possible, and you can help them do that. So again, I think with that too, you want to make sure you emphasize that you'll do all the work for them. You know, all the work for them. All they have to do is let you use the space and assist you in distributing the marketing materials that you put together for them. And depending on the agreement you set up, you know, if you're just paying a flat fee per class, they don't really have much incentive to help you out. But if you are paying a percentage, then they do. So they'll be a little more apt to help you market. So that's something just to consider as well. Always understand too, the business owner, you know, put yourself in their shoes. You probably deal with this all the time yourself as a fellow business owner. You're probably stressed out. He or she is stressed out, you know, and they don't really want to do anything. They're burnt out. They don't want to do any grunt work. So if you can do all the grunt work, you're going to have a very, very happy and long relationship with this person. That's all you got to do. If you can do all the work for them, run your program successfully out of their space without any stress on their plate, they get the money from you for using their space, it'll work out phenomenally well. So I can't stress that enough. And we've done this over and over again, and it's worked very successfully with us. We've never had a problem with a location owner that we have ran boot camps out of their space, because we do all the work, we're consistent, we treat everybody with respect, we respect their space, and they get paid during a time when they normally wouldn't have been paid prior. In terms of how to structure, we touched on, you know, basically paying a flat rate per class or a revenue share type setup. In terms of a flat rate per class, we get lots of questions on this. My personal opinion with this, and again, this will vary by location. Obviously, pricing in Milwaukee, New York City is a whole different ballgame. But my personal opinion is that, you know, I think a fair rent fee is about $25 to $50 per class. Now, if you're using a really huge premium space with, you know, ridiculous profit potential, you know, let's say it's a 5,000 square foot space, you can get like 50 to 100 people in there, you know, they have locker room, showers, all that cool stuff, you know, then maybe you look at going higher than 50, you know, but I just don't think you really need to go much higher than that. And if you would, you know, I would probably move more to a revenue share type setup, because, you know, especially when you're starting the camp, and let's say you have to pay $100 per class, but most of them are free trials, you look at having to pay at the end of a month like $1,000 in rent with no income. So, you know, that's why I prefer to keep the flat rate between that $25 and $50 per class. And then if they really feel like they just can't do that, then you can present the second option in terms of revenue share. The revenue share is great just because it gives the owner of the location incentive to help market your program. They can grow with you, which is always a great relationship to kind of have with one another. At the same time, when you're starting up, you're not hamstrung by a per class rate, and you can start running free trials and do the stuff we know gets people to camp. Free draws a crowd. If you're running free and having to pay flat rates, you're going to lose on that month in some cases. Whereas with the revenue share, 20% is zero, and they understand, okay, to get it started. You know, if they're a smart business owner, they know that, you know, free trials, test driving programs are how you get people in the door and how to get them as paying members. They'll understand that. And then once you start making the money, you know, they just get that 20%. And as the 20%, as your profits go up, that 20% grows, and then everybody's happy. So I like the 20% revenue share agreement, but obviously you can do whatever way you'd like. You know, again, people ask about the percentage that you're willing to share. If you're staffing it, and if you're doing all the work, they're just letting you use the space, I think 20% is a fair number. And we found time and time again that, you know, that actually the guy that I'm the new baseball performance facility that we're in our new location out of, you know, he was when I mentioned like our current relationship with somebody who referred him to us, you know, that we run camps out of their location, they get 20% of our monthly profits. He was like, yeah, that's great, that's exactly what we're looking for. So I'm just telling you, my experience has been that 20% has been enticing enough. So, you know, definitely don't go higher than that to start. I'm willing to go all the way up to about 30%, unless they're actually staffing the bootcamp workouts, and that's a totally different arrangement altogether. That's a different module altogether, so I don't want to touch on that too much. But, you know, I'd be willing to go as high as 30%, but I think you can probably have success at 20%, and that 10% can add up over time. So, you know, just consider that. Again, like we touched on with the per class rate, if this facility is just something phenomenal, state of the art, all that stuff, you know, then something more towards 30% is maybe more reasonable, and maybe I'd be more willing to go to that. But again, I'd always start at 20, so I could maybe work up a little bit as needed. All right, so let's get into the actual launch sequence. In your Bootcamp Blueprint member form, you'll be provided with this exact launch sequence chart for you to basically check off and take notes and just follow verbatim. Mix things up as you need. Again, this is how we're launching our location. It's going to give you all the ideas you need in terms of what to do. If you want to do things on day three, on day four, and switch things around, go ahead. Again, the key concept here is not to make yourself, not get yourself caught up in the logistics of making it exactly as I've laid out, but it is a great outline to follow. It's a great skeleton to work within and make it work for your camps and your program. That's all you got to do. So just consider that. And again, everything that has a quote around it has a done-for-you template that I provided. So you can use that, rebrand it, modify it, make it work for your own business. So our goal is to save you guys a lot of time so you can kind of just get started right away. So let's start with day one. Number one thing we got to do right away is finalize our bootcamp marketing materials, including our free trial cards, our flyers, get our email newsletter copy in place, our reactivation templates, and a press release about the new location. So, you know, to me, it starts there always. You got to get that stuff in place. And, you know, oftentimes just minor adjustments to what you're doing. If you're making it very specific to that new location, you might have to get that new location's name in that. Again, if you're launching a new location and your current trial cards and flyers and stuff only have two locations and you now have three, you want to update that. In addition, you want to contact the location owner using the initial meeting follow-up email to the location owner that we put together for you guys. You know, again, everything starts after the initial meeting you set up with that person, where basically everything's finalized. All logistics are set in place, the partnership is ready to go, and you know, now you're ready to start moving on with the program. And again, one of the things we touched on earlier is that most of these business owners have been burnt in the past in some regard with people who don't follow through and do what they say they're going to do. So you want to, again, be the exact opposite of that from the start. Follow up, follow up, follow up. Follow up always with them. Just constantly be in communication with them in a good way to show your professionalism and that you mean business and that they made the right decision. You want to then gather a list of all former campers and prospects for reactivation campaigns. So, you know, in our instance, we actually had a North Shore location in the past, but we decided to downsize at one point because our interests were elsewhere. And now that we've decided to put more energy back into our camps, now we really are excited about relaunching the location in, for us, what is the North Shore area of Milwaukee. So, you know, we actually have had some North Shore campers in the past, and we're going to make sure we market this to them and give them, you know, a good opportunity to get back involved in the program. So, you know, again, you want to leverage your personal network as much as possible, get people involved, and that's a great place to start. In addition, you want to identify any influential people within your network or the location owner's network to leverage in order to quickly fill the new camp. You know, influential people can make all the difference. One good connection can get you a full camp. So, you know, try to identify anybody within that group that is influential that could you guys could use to get more people into the camp, to hopefully meet with for coffee or lunch, and just try to get something like that going. You know, maybe you set it up so they can get You know, the first 3 months of camp for them will be free if they can really help you spread the word and fill the doors, and you'll even give them, you know, an initial assessment on you, which is a very high value, and just to really make sure they get the best results possible. So again, you know, word of mouth is a big deal if you have the right people in place to get the word out. You also want to immediately send a first email newsletter blast to your list and make social media updates announcing the new location. You got to get the word out. Got to start doing that right away, and you got to play the numbers in terms of the fact that most people just need to see things several times before they act on it. So start early, right away on day one. You're blasting that out, and in that email newsletter blast, you'll notice that within the actual newsletter, there are done for you templates that I provide to my campers, so that to make it easy for them to spread the word. So I basically give them a done for you email template that they can basically just add their name to and then send out to any people they know that might be interested in the new location just to try one week trial it. And that way they can just copy and paste it in an email, send it out, and they get a $10 debit card for every referral they get that actually activates the trial member. So there's incentive involved as well. And at the same time, you'll also notice there's also a Facebook and Facebook message template as well that they can do is, you know, use and pop in for to get the word out a little bit better as well. So, you know, again, at the same time, you gather that whole reactivation campaign list and you get your reactivation cards and emails sent out right away, because those take a couple days to get the reactivation cards take a couple days to get sent out. So you want to get those out on day one, and then you can start following up with the emails and everything else. I like to get the emails out on day one too, just because I'm just trying to get things going as fast as possible. So they'll get their cards, they'll get their emails, and you'll notice in the reactivation cards, the campaign we sent to all, former campers in that area was, you know, we're back in the North Shore, very excited. You know, if you would like to reserve your spot and access a special 50% off for a full month of camp as a way to, you know, welcome you back to the new program, call us right away. So there's a special offer. They can save 50% on their first month. So there's incentive for them to contact us right away. And in our case, there's actually, even though it's a really huge space, because of the type of facility it is, there's a 20-person limit. So, you know, there are limited spots, and we'll use that in our marketing materials to make sure people act fast. You'll notice on the right-hand side of the column here on day one, you'll note, you know, establish your new boot camp location goals for both total paying campers per month and monthly profits. And you want to do that both for the initial launch, so basically from day zero to day 21, the first month in general, 3 months from now, 6 months from now, 1 year from now. What do those numbers look like? That's exactly how you'll be operating within in terms of, you know, your goals. I mean, everything you set up in terms of your weekly, daily action plans are geared towards hitting those daily, weekly, monthly goals. So you got to know what they are, and then you work hard to hit them. And that's, I know it's very simple, but it's something that people miss from the beginning, and then they just don't have the same type of success that they would want because they never have the right plan in place. So day one's a big day. You got to get a lot of things in place. That's probably going to be the most busy day you have in this 21-day launch sequence, because you got to start, and you got to start off with a bang, and you got to get things rolling as fast as possible. On day two, you start flyering in the most affluent areas with the closest proximity to your new location. You can do this, it's best to do this with another person. One person drives, another person flyers. You know, for us, try to leverage who you know that can do it. My little brother is 15 and a half. He's got his temp's license, and he wants to get some extra driving time. So basically, he was driving while Naomi was handing out flyers. Maybe you can hire an assistant to do this for you, whatever. You know, if you're trying to keep the cost low, you're going to probably want to do it yourself. And, just getting the word out. And, you know, again, we have the done-for-you flyer templates in place that you guys can use to model for your own and get those out right away. And just play the numbers. You got to play the numbers with marketing and go with black and white. Go black and white copies. Color is not going to be the deal breaker. So, and it's often very, very expensive in comparison to black and white. So you want to play the numbers, go black and white copies only. And, you know, if you are a member of your Chamber of Commerce, oftentimes they actually have hookups with the local Office Depot, and that can actually get you a further discount with that. So consider that as well if you're a Chamber member in your area. You also want to drop off all bootcamp marketing materials at the location that you're going to be running the camp set, so they can distribute to members of their facility. So, you know, one of the reasons that he wanted to run a bootcamp was there was a request for a bootcamp from the parents of his athletes. So We know that there's interest. Give him the Dunphy materials, the free trial cards, the flyers, and make it easy for him to get them, you know, to email and call us so we can get them set up for the trial and get them as paying members eventually. So that's important as well on day two. On day three, location owner will send out a done-for-you email newsletter blast to his list, his or her list. And you're giving him that template for him to modify as needed. Again, you do all the work for him and her or her, and you know, that's the best way to get this type of stuff going. And they'll be really impressed by your follow-through with that. You also want to submit the new bootcamp location launch press release. I provided, again, the one that we just released ourselves for you to model for your own press release. You know, again, you never know when this gets picked up in local media outlets. You know, if you're not in the main city of where you live and you're kind of in more of a either suburb area or, you know, just outside of the big city, oftentimes there are specific magazines or newspapers for those areas, and they're constantly looking to add, you know, new information in those, and you never know if that's going to get you some new campers. So put that in place. It's always good to do, and hopefully it pans out in terms of getting some media attention. Day four, we start making those reactivation calls. So on day one, we sent the reactivation cards and emails. The cards should have arrived by then. If you're using a service like Send Out Cards, they arrive fairly quickly. Emails obviously went out the first day, but now you're following up with calls. So, you know, for those that didn't respond to the card or email, definitely hit them up with calls first. Maybe that's their preferred mode of communication. Maybe some people don't check their emails. You know, they're not like us where we check our emails like 10 times a day. You know, they only do it like once a week or whatever. So, you know, follow up with a call and get the reactivation calls going. And again, you know, you'll always have the most success, you know, in this exact order, meeting someone in person, calling someone, sending a card, sending an email, you know. So in terms of success rate, the more personal you can get, the better. You'll also continue flying in the most affluent areas with the closest proximity to the new location. And then you want to get these boot camp signs and banners in place and set up for the new location that you are going to, so that, you know, you can hang it on their walls. You know, and again, obviously you have to run this by the owner, but, you know, the owner that we're getting this new location set up with is more than happy to have us put up our signs and banners at the location so that, you know, again, people start talking about it. They're starting that brand recognition starts to happen. While we're getting this ready to launch. On day five, you follow up with all leads for the new location using the bootcamp prospect script. You know, again, it just make sure you have that set up in place. We're trying to get as many people in the door as possible. And, you know, again, following up with leads is critical. People are busy. You got to get them in there and do whatever you can to make sure they do. Day six, continue flyering. Day seven, you're going to follow up with all leads again in that bootcamp prospect script. And then, you know, basically we're at the end of the first week. So, you know, you'll notice at the right-hand column here, our goal was to have at least 5 confirmed trial members campers ready to attend the first day of camp at this time. So, you know, that's our goal. If you look at it, it's just getting at least one lead a day. That's our minimum goal of what we want, and that's what you want to put in place. And then basically you send a complete first-week progress report to the location owner to know exactly what's going on. So you let them know. Again, communication. This is what we've done. We, you know, just so you know, you're working hard behind the scenes, even if the numbers aren't what you'd like to have initially. You know, he or she knows, wow, they're really putting in the work. I love the follow through. I made the right decision. Day eight, we start working the business-to-business calls and drop-ins. And again, I've got templates in place for you there that you can use and model. And again, you want to start with the businesses in the closest proximity to the new location. You know, it can be as easy as you just get in the car from that location and just driving around, you know, in that small area around that location and just finding what other businesses that you feel are good fits in terms of, you know, ideally they tend to work out best with health, beauty, wellness businesses that you can kind of go in and just, you know, maybe buy an item, become a customer first. You'll always find the best results with that. And then just mention, you know, we're opening up a new bootcamp location right around the corner. We'd love to be able to send business your way. I'd also love to be and happy to provide as many, you know, free trials to your employees as you'd like to experience our camp. You know, we just want to get to know our neighbors better and see how we can be of help. You know, and again, don't worry about being too script oriented with this type of thing. I've given you a script, but, you know, just as a way to model, just be yourself and just be a human with them and you'll have success. You know, scripts tend to be more important with very, very corporate entities, which just to be honest, are not the best places to approach for this initially, because, you know, corporate is corporate. It's just harder to get everything going with these corporate organizations, whereas, you know, more of the moms and pop type shops, you know, retail stores, health, beauty, wellness outlets, you know, they're going to be a lot more receptive to your new boot camp and what you can do together. Also, the location owner will send you'll send a follow-up email newsletter blast to your list, you know, just reminding them. It doesn't have to be a full newsletter dedicated to it. Basically, it can be a small blip, either a PS at the end of the email or just a brief mention within the email. You know, again, just reminding people, and again, another social media blast will also help in terms of getting the word out about the new location. Day 9, continue flyering. Day 10, biz-to-biz calls and drop-ins again, and now the location owner sends up his second email newsletter blast to his list, his or her list. And again, that's done for you, that we provided already for you to model and send out to that person as well. So again, do all the work for them, but again, we want several reminders because, you know, again, people need those. Day 11, continue flyering. Day 12, more biz-to-biz calls and drop-ins. Day 13, continue flyering. Day 14, follow up with all leads for a new location using the Bootcamp Prospect script. And now we'll complete our second week progress report to send to the location owner for his, her knowledge on what's going on behind the scenes and how all that's working. So, you know, again, it's all follow-up. It's all getting the word out there. And there's some repetition involved, especially after the first couple of days. Now we're just working the systems. You look at the far right hand after day 14, the first 2 weeks, we want at least 10 confirmed trial members campers to attend the first day of camp. Again, I underline that as well because that could be higher or lower for you based on what you want. But, you know, that's a minimum we have in place in terms of where we want to go with this program. So, again, it's always nice to be accountable to that. Again, if you look at it, it's getting one more trial member per day. And that's doable if you really put in the time. All right, last week, day 15, this is the initial deadline to get people into bootcamp orientation. Now, all former campers with us that want to, you know, especially if it's a location that you're reopening, that you've been there in the past, you know, we don't want to have to require them to go to the orientation. They've worked with us in the past, and we don't want to make it difficult to get them back into the program. So we don't require them to attend. We recommend, you know, it's a good thing to do, but the orientation is more for those that are just brand new to the program. And again, you have to have an initial deadline in place to make people take action. But again, you know, you're always going to get the people that are going to be wanting to come in at the last moment. And when you're launching a new location, you got to get them in. You just got to get people in. You got to get the bodies in. So you make the exception. Obviously, if you're a full waitlisted program and the location has been booming for several months or even a year, you know, then maybe that deadline, initial deadline, is the final deadline. But again, the goal is to get bodies in the door. So got to make it happen. You'll send another follow-up newsletter blast to your list. Again, a final reminder about that. Again, social media blast as well on day 15. On day 16, flyer and then follow-up with leads. Day 17, business-to-business. And then location owner sends out his or her final email blast to the list. And again, it's not a full newsletter like it was in the first one. You know, the second and third follow-ups to his or her list are going to be more of just kind of reminders, you know, maybe PSs, all that stuff, just so the word is out again. 18, flyer. Day 19, again, follow up with all leads using the Bootcamp Prospect script. Day 20 is the final deadline for Bootcamp orientation. You're going to also finalize your prep for the initial Bootcamp orientation that is tomorrow at this time. And then, again, at that time, our goal is to have, you know, 15 confirmed trial members, campers to attend the first day of camp. That might be higher or lower for you, but again, it just that's a number we want to hit. And then, you know, day 21 is just you hold the bootcamp orientation. You make sure you explain the bootcamp referral rewards that you have in place for all new trial members, anybody in that program. And basically what you want to do is, since they're there, have a spreadsheet handy where basically, you know, they can fill out and give you contact information of people they know that might be interested. And explain, okay, this is what works. If you refer a friend and they become a trial member, we'll give you $10 or a $10 debit card or whatever it is that you want to work in. But there has to be incentive for them. And again, since they're there, you know, they'll probably be excited about it. If you did a good orientation, they're going to be excited about your program. They're going to be jazzed up. You know, that's a great time to get the contact information and do the work for them by following up. And, you know, they'll get the credit for the referral if that person decides to attend camp. And just make sure you really stress that from the start. You know, one of the biggest things I think we made a mistake of in the past is not consistently enough, not reminding people about our referral rewards program consistently enough within our own camp. So make sure you do that. I've also provided our basic referral templates that you can model and look at that as well. One thing that I also think is a great opportunity, again, just a little more, just to feel good about things and get some stability in place and show that you make money right away to that new location owner, is make a special offer for only 5 people, you know, at that orientation who want to get the first month of camp at half off if they sign up today. So again, you're basically extending the trial. You're getting them to pay on the, you know, sign the dotted line, so to speak, and you'll know those 5 people will be there for the entire duration of camp because they paid for it. Give them a special offer, and again, if you get more than 5, you know, just act like you're overwhelmed by the response, which you probably would be, and you know, make it work. If everybody wants to pay half off, go ahead. But again, start with a limited number because that gets people to take action. The scarcity is always a very powerful tool to use. Then you want to follow up with all no-shows. You'll hardly ever get a perfect orientation. Things come up or people think, oh, I'm in good shape, I don't need to come, or they just decide not to come the last minute, whatever. Follow up because, you know, it takes work to get a lead. So never let a lead die unless they really are dead in the water. Follow up with all no-shows. If you got to do a makeup orientation, do it. Do whatever it takes to get bodies in the door with a new location. And then you put all lead conversion systems into action immediately after the orientation. You know, and this is, again, that's something for another module. We have lead conversion templates in the past and the blueprint you guys can reference. But, you know, this is really this is customer service time. This is customer service time. You're going to be doing personal calls, personal emails. You know, if you really want to convert people, offer personal assessments. You know, just really get as personal as you can with these prospects and put them in the best position to succeed, because if they succeed, not only will they sign up, but they'll refer. And that's what every new location needs. So make sure you're very consistent and structured with your conversion systems and you make that work. And then, you know, at the end of that, you complete your 3rd week progress report. You send to the location owner as a weekly update on the bootcamp launch. And hopefully, you know, you've gotten the 15 confirmed members at that orientation, or just 15 total people in the camp on that first day is the goal. And then, you know, what we look to do is, for a new location, we want to convert at least 10 out of 15 trial members into paying campers by the end of that 1 week trial. So, you know, again, these are goals you have in place. These are goals you try to hit. You know, if you hit all of them, fabulous. If you exceed them, great. If you come a little bit short, that's okay. I mean, it's not okay, but it happens. At least you did the best you could if you followed all the systems in this outline launch sequence. So, you know, this is the launch sequence. 21 days to start a new location. It is a lot of work, but a lot of the work is putting up, you know, these marketing templates and systems into place, and they're all done for you. So it's not as much work as it was for me to put them all together. So I don't want to hear about complaints about I don't have enough time. It's all done for you. Modify it, get it going, and let's just get these things started in 21 days and just be different than everybody else that these people are going to be most likely to encounter. Again, I come back to that initial meeting I had with the owner of this facility and how, you know, he actually went out of his way to mention actually names too of other trainers in the area that, you know, that wanted to get this going, but just like sat on it and just didn't follow up and just were kind of full of it and all that stuff. And he was just so fed up with it. He just wanted to get this started right away. And I got that vibe, and that's, you know, and he heard from us that we're the type that kind of knows how to run a business and take the bull by the horns. Bull by the horns was an exact quote, by the way, in terms of what he said. And I wanted to make sure that I lived up to that, and that's what we've done. And we actually have this location ready to launch in 2 weeks from the time that I'm giving this module. So, and these are the systems we're using, and we're going to make it work. And we are going to get 15 people at that first day of camp, and we are going to convert at least 10 of them. That's a mindset we have right now that we're going to hit. There's no doubt about it. Everything we will do will be geared towards hitting those numbers. And if you approach it that way, you will have phenomenal success. So this is BJ Gadur on behalf of the Bootcamp Blueprint. We hope this is of tremendous help to all of you, and you know, look for all the done for you templates, and have a phenomenal day if you're watching this right now, whatever day it is. But again, don't sit on anything. Don't sit on anything ever. Make it work. Get things going right away. You can always improve things as they go along, and get those deadlines in place, because that's when all the magic happens. People do great things under tight deadlines. Never forget that. And we're all the same when it comes to that. That's a commonality amongst us. So set the deadlines in place and you use this system. I guarantee in 21 days you will successfully launch a new location. Take care.